Heidi and Frank show. Yeah, UFC 161. Sugar Rashad Evans versus Dan Henderson takes place Saturday, June 15th, from the sold-out MTS Center in Winnipeg, Manitoba. This is the UFC's first visit to the province. So, I mean, just the
excitement,
the crowd there having their first UFC event.
It's going to be sold out.
I suggest you get the pay-per-view that's going to be starting at 7 p.m. Pacific time on that date, Saturday, June 15th. Let's get Hendo in here.
Yeah.
And have a sit
Let's
down.
See, there he is. Look at that.
How you doing, man?
Hi, Dan. Good. You look at that fight. Look at that fighting shape right there.
He falls out of the chair, hurts himself, and we cancel the fight. Great, thanks. Nice job, producer. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Do you normally get up this early to train, or is this early for you?
It's not too bad. I got kids, so they get me up early.
Yeah, if you have kids or animals, you're probably used to getting up early in the morning.
Yeah, I'm really excited about UFC 161 because it's always fun to watch you fight. A big fan of yours, but I actually attended the UFC 157 when you fought Lyoto Machida. And
oh, I'm sorry.
I know. I saw the frustration on your face, and you could feel the frustration in the crowd that Lyoto should go on Dancing with the Stars because it's really all he can do. He was dancing around. He didn't really want to fight. I don't understand how you lost that split decision. It was ridiculous. Your thoughts?
It's you know, for me, I hardly consider it a fight. I mean, you got to kind of engage a little bit more to have it be called a fight. But
did you expect some of that going in, knowing how he fights?
Yeah, I did, but not to that extent. I mean, I thought eventually he would, you know, kind of
at
engage.
Some point.
Yeah.
Has Machida ever? Because forgive me, I'm new to UFC, and I'm completely obsessed with it now. Has Machida actually ever thrown a punch? Because I was watching. Here's the thing: I bought the fight, your last fight. I very early in the morning went on pay per view, bought it so that I get to see all the stories, and then they just run on a loop all day long. So I was watching you, and you have this beautiful property, and you're there with your kids, and you got the chickens, and all. I mean, it's like living the life, and I'm like, I love this guy. I've completely fell in love with you, and I'm rooting for you, and I'm waiting, and you come out and you fight. And then Machida just dances around, and I'm like, I was like, please just punch him in his throat one time. Dan, I wanted you to win so badly, but
well, thank you.
I felt bad that
Me
you had
too.
To fight him. I don't understand how he's made it this far. I don't get it.
You know, he's good at doing what he does, and you know, he typically doesn't do it as bad as that. And you know, at one point he engages and he catches guys, he kind of lulls them, gets them to chase him around, and then he catches them pretty well sometimes coming in. And
that probably has a lot to do with you, though, and your style. He's like, I don't want to get in there.
I don't want to get hit by Dan Henderson.
Seriously, I mean, on pay per view, I've been watching UFC for a while now, and then your fight against Shogun Hua was like one of the best fights in UFC history for me, in my own personal history, and probably UFC history. You guys have five rounds of just.
It was definitely a barn burner,
dude. I mean, that's what I mean. As far as selling pay per view and tickets, and Dan, he'll get in there, and that's why I think Lyoto doesn't want to get in there because there's no way. I mean, you and Shogun just beat out of each other. That you really did, and it was great.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was definitely a little tougher fight than I was hoping for.
Oh, my God, dude.
You know, Shogun was tough, and he kept in there pretty good, and you know, and then I got tired. So that was definitely a tougher fight than I was hoping for. But, yeah, Machida, he just didn't want any part of that, and I did think he would engage and fight me, but he did a great job not fighting.
For the fans, I mean, you put on great shows, and I think for this next one, this UFC 161, where you're fighting Sugar Rashad Evans, I don't think you're going to have that same kind of issue that you had with Lyoto. I think he'll probably want to get in there and scrap with you.
Sometime. I mean, he's kind of done both ways. You know, he kind of runs around a little bit and not engages, but you know, he's not nearly going to be as bad as Machida was.
Now, Dan, do you have, like, I feel like there's a little bit, obviously you're a fighter, but then there's that, you know, you want to make everybody happy and you want to be a good performer. So do you think that, man, I want to take this guy out in the first round, but I want to give the people a good show, so I want to go five? You know, do you have that thought, or are you just like, no, my goal is to always knock him out in the first round and go home and have some dinner?
Yeah, I think for it to be a good show, it would be a nice one-round knockout for me.
Yeah.
I mean, the people want to see
that. Like that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
That's why I think this card, this 161 card, is pretty good because you got two light heavyweight fights. You guys are the headliners. And then you have two heavyweight matches, which is possibly, you know, you always see a knockout usually there. And then you have a female fight. I think you're
who's fighting? What girls?
Women's bantamweight, Alexis Davis versus Rosie Sexton. Now, when in 157. It was rumored that you were kind of upset being undercard to a female fight.
Not
is that true?
No, not at all.
But you heard that, right?
Yeah. No, I think one of my trainers just thought it was kind of, you know, either disrespectful or whatever, and he spoke up. But I didn't have any.
But you're all supportive of chicks in the UFC,
yeah,
and how that's encouraged. I mean, I guess maybe even a bigger audience or female audience to come on board.
Yeah, I'm a fan, even without the oil. No, I
the baby pool of Jell-O.
It's yeah. Like, no, I definitely enjoy watching them fight as well. I mean, they get in there and scrap sometimes.
I mean, I think anything
less
that brings
knockouts, but you know, they get in there and go after it.
Yeah, I think anything that brings more people to your sport is obviously going to be good for you, because you're going to have new fans that would have never known you or known about you, right?
I could go through your ranks and titles, but then we'd probably run out of time because this is so damn long. But you were an Olympian, and with the wrestling. Saying in 2020 they weren't going to have wrestling in the Olympics, when now it's up in the air. It's like now it's like it has a possibility of getting back in. There's three sports that have a possibility of getting back in. It's one of them, so it might be back. Are you speaking up for wrestling in the Olympics? Are you doing anything
proactive?
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah. I'm you know, trying, but being so busy and you know, I...
When you heard the news that it might not be in the Olympics, were you like, that's impossible? Like, you have to have wrestling in the Olympics.
Yeah, and I had Save Olympic Wrestling on my shorts, on my butt last fight.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you saw it much, because I was
I wasn't really looking at your ass.
Right.
Yeah.
You probably saw it.
Yeah. But it was the world's first sport, right? It's the oldest sport.
Yeah, besides seeing how far we can throw these rocks.
Right. It goes back to the beginning of time.
Yeah, definitely one of the first Olympic sports.
Right.
So.
Yeah, right now, Dan Henderson's hanging out with us, but they're saying that the three sports that might have a chance coming back, wrestling, baseball, softball, and squash. So it's between that. I'm like, come
on.
You got to have wrestling. Squash? Ugh. I don't even know what the hell that is. I won't even eat that.
Who's doing pay-per-view with squash? Hey, did you guys pay-per-view in squash?
Yeah, we got a squash tournament coming out of this pay-per-view.
Yeah, let's all gather around with our beers.
No, nobody cares about that.
No.
I found it interesting in your bio that says you've never really had a real job. You've just been wrestling since you started wrestling.
Well, I mean, I definitely know how to work, but yeah, it's... I kind of almost pride myself on it. But, yeah, I've had summer jobs here and there, but not really a real job.
You take care of your land?
Yeah.
You take care of that yourself, right? That's a job. That's how you got the suntan? How'd you get the suntan?
Yeah, I thank Mom for that one.
Yeah, just genetic suntan all the time. Wish I had a genetic suntan.
Well, I tan real fast and, you know, don't get burnt. So.
Are you starving right now? You look.
No.
You're not?
No.
Preparing for this, like getting all the water.
I don't have to cut weight at all.
You don't.
So you just walk around at normal weight and don't cut.
Yeah, I'm under 205 almost always. So
yeah, you look great.
So yeah, most guys cut a little bit of weight. Rashad's not the biggest light heavyweight either, so you know that's always nice.
So he walks around the same weight.
I think he's a little bigger, 10 pounds bigger, but he'll probably cut a little bit of weight.
Now, I know you're not looking through Rashad, but obviously it's like, okay, whoever's going to win this is probably going to get a shot at John Jones at some point. And you guys were supposed to fight, and you got canceled. Were you injured?
Yeah, I hurt my MCL, my knee.
And so they scrapped the whole – it was like a year ago you're supposed to do
it. Yeah,
it
was the first time they scrapped the whole card.
And so now they're making you go earn it again. It's like, so, I mean, I know you're not looking past him, but it's like the taste – I mean, can you just taste that fight? I mean, you want
to – That was something that I feel like I – You know, it's like you study for a test but don't get to take it.
Oh.
You know, I was prepared and had the game plan and the best shape of my life and got hurt and had a great camp and you know, but that's the way it goes and hopefully I get that shot again and, you know, whether it's for a title or not, I'd like to, you know, kind of challenge myself against him.
Is the training for like a John Jones or Rashad Evans? I mean, as far as like you said, studying, you probably study film, and then you go in there and go, "This is what this is." There a different plan for everybody, or is it like this is the Dan plan? I go in, I'm gonna kick.
You always fight your way, and don't worry about who.
Well,
you're
you have to be aware of what they will probably do to you or try to do to you, but you can't be in there thinking, "Oh shoot, wait, I'm gonna wait for what he's gonna do," or. You know, and
you got to be offensive.
And you're never going to be offensive that way.
Right.
So, you know, I focus on what I'm going to do to him. At the same time, I want to be aware of what they like to do.
When's the last time you had a fight with somebody, physical fight with somebody that you weren't being paid for? Like just sitting at a bar.
Sitting at a bar.
Besides practice?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, are you that guy who's had to scrap in his life?
I've had like maybe two or three street fights ever.
Really? Because well, people
not almost, then word got out.
Almost
nobody touched him.
That was before I started fighting.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think if you've always sort of looked the way you look now, I don't think you're a guy somebody's going to come up to in a bar and, hey, let's go. You're like,
mm. What are you trying to say?
Yeah, you see Dan's ears.
Am
you
I that
him,
ugly?
You buy him a beer right away. You see his ears, you go, I'm going to buy him a beer. That's one of my rules. Why is he cauliflower with anybody?
I'm laid back and I don't ever talk smack to anybody. So
right.
It's pretty simple not to get in fights. Mm-hmm. When guys always complain about how much they always, everybody starts shit with me or crap, whatever.
Right. That's okay. It's okay.
It's fine. Beep.
I think you can get away with it. You're a little bit less
Dan Henderson. You say anything you want, Dan Henderson.
Exactly.
You know, it's obviously something they're doing as well. It's not just everybody else.
Right. Dan Henderson hanging out with us for you got UFC 161 coming up. Evans versus Henderson. Since you're here at 95.5, the classic rock station here in Los Angeles, as far as like classic rock music, is there a classic rock band or music that you put on to train to, or what type of music do you listen to?
Mostly country.
Country music?
Yeah.
I love country music, too. What do you come out to? What's your song you come out to?
Made in America, Toby Keith.
There you go. That's right. I can't wait for this fight.
Leonard Skinner? Do you like Leonard Skinner? Get country rock?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Do you play any instruments?
I do not.
You ever tried and just been like, I can't do this. I can master everything else in martial arts, but I can't. I can't do a C chord.
No. I mean... Not really.
Not really? Never picked up a harmonica and just kind of blew in it?
I probably have.
Are you a golfer? Like, what do you do when you're not? I know you got the kids.
Yeah, but you're not wrestling. You're not working. But what do you do? Hobbies.
Hang out with my kids and ride horses. And
how old are your kids?
14, 12, and 5. They keep me fairly busy.
Boys, girls?
Girl, boy, girl.
Girl, boy, girl. 14-year-old girl. I got a girl. She's going to be 16 here. It only gets worse, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to tell you that, but I 14.
Somebody said that to me the other day when I was dropping her off, and she had a little bit of an attitude. It only gets worse.
Yeah, it really does.
And then, can you imagine the 16-year-old boy that's going to come and maybe come to the house and go take her out for a movie, and you got to meet her dad? We could just watch a movie here. I don't need to go anywhere. I mean, whatever, sir. Whatever you want.
Do you plan on mad dogging boys who come over? Have you done that?
No, I don't. Hopefully, I won't have to.
You will. I'm sorry, man.
Hopefully, the reputation precedes it.
Right.
Exactly.
You're dating whose daughter? Oh, man.
She'll never get asked anywhere.
Dad, I can't get a date.
Still living at home.
I think I need to come up with a game plan. She's just finishing eighth grade, going into
high school.
Yeah. She's graduating actually today for eighth grade graduation.
Aww.
So tonight.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. That's a big deal. Thank you for stopping in. Anytime, man.
We
you
love
want to
you.
Come by, stop in.
We'll be
well,
rooting for you.
It. Thank
be,
you.
Be sure and get the pay-per-view if you're not gonna go. It's in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I was saying that this first time it's been up there. That crowd's probably gonna be pretty electric as far as like. I mean, it's electric anyway. But this is the first event they've had up in the province, so it's like those people have been hungry for this.
Yeah, it's definitely sold out. It's been sold out for a while, and I've always said it that Canada has the most fans per capita anywhere. It's amazing. You know, they just all love the sport.
Mm.
So that's going to be quite a night. You will want to get that on pay-per-view. Again, that is June 15th, starts at 7 p.m. on pay-per-view. Main event, Sugar Rashad Evans versus Dan Henderson in a clash of former champions. Mm. Thank you so much. Like I said, anytime you want to come back, please do. We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.